You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our next 7 days of meditations leading up to Christmas are taken from the O Antiphons, beautiful prayers of the Western Church from the early Middle Ages onwards. And you may recognize each of these as having an analogous verse in the Advent hymn, O Come Emmanuel. We start with meditation on Jesus as the wisdom of God. This is from Proverbs 8, verses 27 to 31. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the children of man. This is one of the many passages in the biblical wisdom literature where wisdom speaks personified. And it's appropriate that wisdom is personified because we have learned that the wisdom of God is a person, the Son of God, who came in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. It speaks here, wisdom speaks here about her role in creation. And this has really been read by Christians as this is the role of the Son with the Father, ordering creation. It's the Word of God ordering creation as it should be, according to a purpose, as it says, like a master workman. There's one thing particularly in the culmination of this description, in verse 30 and 31, that first of all, wisdom was daily God's delight, and that wisdom also delighted in the children of man. What's conveyed by this is the relationship between the Son and the Father. The Father delights in the Son. Eternally begotten of the Father, before all ages, as we say in the Creed, their relationship is one of mutual delight. And that is why the wisdom of God also delights in the children of man. We are made according to his wisdom. As the wisdom of God proceeded from the mouth of the Most High, so we are made in the image of God. Like him, we have logos, we have reason. We have a capacity for understanding, which enables God to delight in us and us in God in a unique way. And as we go through these 7 days of meditations on Christ and the prophecies about him, this is the perfect place to start. It starts before all creation in the relationship of the Father and the Son. That's what we have been invited into by the incarnation of Jesus Christ.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.